Based on the unbelievable, inspiring true story of a team of underdogs, a struggling working-class gamer, a failed former race car driver, and an idealistic motorsport exec who risk it all to take on the most elite sport in the world, Gran Turismo the Movie, exclusively in theaters August 11th. I watched this film last weekend at the movies, and I have to say this was one of my favorite movies of the year, and I've seen a lot of good movies so far in 2023. The film stars David Harbour as Jack Slater, Orlando Bloom as Danny Moore, Digimon Honsu as Steve Martinborough, and the main character Archie Madekwe as Jan Martinsborough. This was a film based on the video game Gran Turismo. If you don't know anything about the video game Gran Turismo, it was basically designed to be a simulation of real motorsport racing. They would implement things like all the different vehicles, all the different wheel types, engine models, brakes, suspension, all that stuff. And they tried to make it as realistic as possible to make it feel like you were actually driving a real motorsport car. The idea behind this was they said, why don't we just get all the best video game players of Gran Turismo and actually put them in a real race car and see if they can compete with the race car drivers who have been doing it essentially their whole lives. That's what this movie was about. This, of course, was based on a true story, so what you're watching is based on true events. Not all of the events happened in the same order as they were portrayed in the movie. The film released August 11th on a budget of $60 million, and it's been out a couple of weeks now, and it has grossed worldwide just over $60 million. What made this film so good was that you were really rooting for Jan to make it, to actually be able to compete, to go out there. And every time he had a victory, you felt like it was your victory. It's hard for a movie to actually do that. And then also the racing and the suspense that was brought upon by the racing, it made you feel like you were in the race yourself. It gave you the dramatic feeling that you were in the race and that suspense and all that comes with it. Jan's dad was played by Digimon Honsu, who's been in movies like Amistad and Blood Diamond. Is just an amazing actor. He was really against his oldest son being a race car driver. He wanted him to spend more time playing soccer and then mastering that sport, maybe making a name for himself there. But when Jan found out that there was this tournament and that he could actually get a chance to drive a real sports car, it was on. He did everything he could to try to do that. And after having practiced thousands of hours playing all the different tracks, you really get a feel for what the real world racetracks are like. So they had a little bit of a conflict between Jan and his dad because he didn't want him to be doing that. There were some emotional impacts. I remember that hit when he finally admitted to him, when he finally told him he was proud of him. And that sort of thing. There were some emotional hits in the movie. And just all around, it was a feel-good movie. David Harbour was amazing as Jack Slater, was basically Jan's coach, who kind of coached him to get him to win the race the best way he could. He was an ex-race car driver himself. So he was sort of racing through him. He was sort of living his dream through Jan. This was a really, really good movie. All around, I would give it 5 stars. And I recommend you see it in the theater where it's best seen.